Hey there, friends. This is Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. This is show number 176, recording this on Sunday, May 28th, 2006, from the Xbox Global Headquarters. All right, well, not really. I'm recording it at my home. But up here in Redmond, Washington, this is the one about the spring dashboard update. Figure you guys would get a kick out of that music. If you know where it's from, you'll probably get a grin on your face, because this is busy working music, and we've been busy with the spring update, and I want to talk about that a little bit later. But for those of you who are not residing in the United States, and I know that I have a lot of global listeners, this week is a holiday. We call them holidays in North America, and I know this is rather confusing for people around the world. It's a federal holiday, or a bank holiday if you're from the United Kingdom. And it is a that means we don't have to go to work. All right, let's be clear. That's exactly what it means. It means we don't have to go to work. So tomorrow or Monday, I should say, since it is tomorrow, but depending on where you're listening this from. But Monday is a federal holiday for us. That means we won't be working, but of course Xbox Live will be working. And one of the things we're going to be talking about is the spring update. Like I said, we'll talk about that later on. I got a big interview for you guys, and I think you'll enjoy that one. Let's see, details in a moment on that. So what am I playing this week? I'm playing Rockstar Table Tennis, and apparently some of you guys are as well. Having fun with that. I can't seem to get past the French character, though, and it's a little frustrating for me. I'm still playing that, but I played a little bit online this week with some folks, been matching into some games. And I want to thank everybody who's been sending me messages on trying to get on my friends list. I cleaned it off again, what was it, Friday? Yeah, a couple days ago. And it amazes me how many people want to be on my friends list, which is great. Love talking to the community. But when I put you, here's a little clue. When I put you on my friends list and I get into a game with you, I can't answer questions that you want to ask. Most likely, you're going to ask the questions that I can't answer. So don't do that to me, okay? It's uncomfortable for both of us, so... Just be smart. But I'm happy to play with you. Love playing with members of the community, especially Rockstar, Table Tennis. And then, of course, Uno. Uno's been a lot of fun as well. Been playing Uno. Played Uno with Tycho from Penny Arcade. He and I have been playing a lot lately since we hooked up again at down at E3. We played, of course, with our DS. I talked about that last week. We played some Uno this week, and that's just fun. Fun stuff. So hopefully you guys are enjoying that. Kind of reoriented what I've been doing with the Xbox Live top games. And for those of you who hit my blog every now and then at majornelson.com, and I know there's a lot of people that aren't even aware the blog exists, but every Friday or Saturday, it depends when I remember to do it, I post the top games. And normally it's a combination of original Xbox games and Xbox 360 games. Well, this time we did a little different. It's I actually broke them out by top Xbox 360 games and then the original Xbox games. So the top Xbox games, Xbox 360 games, Call of Duty 2, Ghost Recon 3, Oblivion, Battlefield, Modern Combat, Final Fantasy, PGR3, etc., etc., etc. And then the original Xbox games, top is still Halo, followed by Battlefield 2, Modern Combat. Number three is Counter-Strike. Apparently people that are playing Counter-Strike don't realize that silver button on the front of the Xbox, when you press that, the disc ejects. So you may want to try that. I don't know. These guys are still playing that. I don't understand that, but good for them. Glad they're enjoying. Of course, there's a whole bunch of other games on here as well. Some good news out this week. The E3 Game Critics Awards, the nominations were announced. And, well, I got to tell you, the Xbox did pretty well. Not as well as Windows. Games for Windows got 29 nominations. The Xbox 360 got 21 nominations. The PS3 got 10. The PSP got 9. And the Wii got 9. So we did pretty well this year. I think the winners are announced this week. I think they're announced on Wednesday. So, of course, I'll talk about that next week in the show as well. What else happened this week? Hey, the Xbox 360 is going to launch in India. What do you think of that? Do I have any Indian listeners over there in India? Love to know. But you're going to be getting official Xbox 360 support. Don't know when that's coming. I think it's towards the end of the year. That's the other thing I caught myself. A lot of people have been catching me on it, saying holiday, fall. I mean, this is a global blogcast, podcast, so I have to be very careful, you know, and you'll hear that. I talked to my guest about the dashboard update, what holiday means, and I know that everyone gets really confused. Well, when is holiday? Because I'm on holiday this summer. I'm going to be taking a month off on holiday. So it's we straighten that out, so we're very clear what that means. So, yeah, all right. Let's see. So India, Xbox 360 on sale in India. later this year. Also, earlier this week, or last week, I should say, about a week ago, we announced the PGR3 Cadillac free download is available. It's kind of cool. It's getting some people are interested in that. Forza Motorsport 2 was, they announced they are sponsoring the American Le Mans race team. And there's been some publicity around that. So, hooray, hooray. All right, we're going to, we should jump into the Marketplace content, don't you think? I think that would probably be a good thing to do right now. Pretty big week with Marketplace, although it's kind of tough to keep up with the week that we had after E3. So let me just do a quick rundown. If you're not tuned into what's going on with the Marketplace, you may want to subscribe to my RSS feed. I'll talk about that every week. But let's see, we had a Oblivion Thieves' Den went live on Monday. I'm not going to talk about the Ultimate Fighting Championship. I almost said Unreal. The Ultimate Fighting Championship demo, because that actually happened this weekend. Let's see, NHL 2K6 themes. Of course, the Cadillac pack I talked about. Embrace World at Your Feet demo video went live for the folks over in the United Kingdom. The Hitman Blood Money demo went live, and a lot of people really like that. And of course, the Perfect Dark Zero demo went live as well. And a lot of people are really, whoa, why is this going live? You know, I don't know. Talk to the marketing team. When I get them in the hot seat again, I'll ask them. There's a lot of people that haven't bought Perfect Dark Zero, and now you can download the demo. So I guess the Perfect Dark Zero, the folks over at Rare actually listen to my show quite frequently, so I'm going to give a shout-out to those guys working. Hey, where's my build of Viva Pinata, guys? What's going on here? But the PDZ demo, Outpost, the story mode included in the demo, is playable over co-op over Xbox Live. Plaza, which is a new map included in the upcoming downloadable content. No, I don't know when the downloadable content is coming for this. That is playable over live in Team Kill Count and Infection. Yeah, I gotta get back into Infection again. I really like that. Also, bots are included with both game types. So the only thing is, you can't get into the leaderboard. You can't go into custom matches, but quick match does work for both. So let me shrink that down. Let's see. Continuing through the marketplace, Fear Picture Pack and theme, a FIFA 06 World Cup themes. That's kicking off very soon. I know a lot of people are excited about that. All right. So I've been yammering on here for a few minutes, and you guys, let's get to the good stuff, right? Let's get to the Dash update. So the Dash update details started leaking, spilling, pouring, appearing on the internet on Wednesday night and Thursday. And some folks from our team, on the Dashboard team, went down to the major publications like IGN and GameSpot and so forth, as well as they had some calls with Joystick and Kotaku, and the PR team distributed some screenshots, and I'm actually going to have some other screenshots up on my Flickr site. I'll put those up probably when I start posting this show, which kind of basically it's a little bit more in depth. I think some stuff that you guys may be interested in. But with that said, I'm going to roll this interview right now because I think you guys will really, really enjoy this interview. So let me roll the interview about the spring Dashboard update that's coming very soon. My guest today to talk about the amazing update that's coming out on Xbox 360 is Aaron Greenberg. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, Larry.
So you're a good friend of mine.
Yes.
Good to have you in the hot seat.
It's great to be here.
So first of all, we actually talked about this once.
Yep.
You've been on my show before, right?
I think you interviewed me at on Xbox.com for
that's
E3,
right.
But
right.
I don't think we've done the podcast.
So we haven't. So welcome. So I asked this of all my guests.
Yep.
What's your gamer tag?
I am the BIG VIP.
BIG VIP.
Yep.
So you realize you're going to get a ton of friend requests.
I get them, and as many of them as I can accept, I'll try to do my best to add them.
So the reason I have you in my office is because it's been released. It's on Kotaku and Joystick, but the Xbox 360 Dashboard update is coming soon.
Correct.
Tell me about it, because I've been playing with it, but now I've got you and I got all the cool PR guy in the room, and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, so we're really excited about it. I mean, the fact what it means for gamers out there is that we're actually releasing our first major update to the Xbox 360 system platform. And what that basically entails is that, as everyone knows, that if they experienced Xbox Live on the original Xbox or Xbox Live on the Xbox 360, there are significant upgrades to the whole user interface. In addition to that, everything you get with the dashboard, the media media, all the system improvements, the way you browse games, Xbox Live Arcade, all of that. Well, we've taken all that, and in the last few months, we've taken all the feedback for consumers. We've done a bunch of usability testing. We've done market research with gamers and really taken everything that the community has provided back and built this into one major, major update.
So what I want to do right now is I have the update loaded on my dashboard because I've been playing in my office here. I want to go through. Let's first off make a stop into the Xbox Live Marketplace and talk about what's going on here.
Wow. That's a great place to start. So when we first launched the Xbox Live Marketplace back in November of last year, our goal was that come E3 time that we'd have about 100 pieces of content.
Right.
And in fact, we ended at E3 with over 1,000 pieces of content. So we're at 10 times where we thought we would be as far as just the size of the library of downloadable content. In addition to that, we thought by this point in time we'd have maybe 3 or 4 million downloads for Marketplace. Yeah. Well, we're over 24 million downloads now. We actually had 5 million just the week of E3 alone. So it's really just taken off in a big way, and that's really driven us to start to rethink how Marketplace is organized, the way you browse menus, making it much more discoverable for consumers. And we've added a lot of things to really expand beyond, initially, hey, it was about game content and add-on content for your games. And as we've started to forge partnerships with a lot of the record labels and movie studios and people that are bringing other types of entertainment content, we realized that we needed to be able to build out the proper menus and structure so you could browse those categories as well, and not just lump everything into one bucket where all your game content is.
So you talked about 1,000 pieces of content, over 24 million downloads. Some would argue out in the community that that's not enough. We want more. We want 2,000 pieces of content. But I understand what you're saying. It's a lot of content.
Well, if you can find me somebody that's downloaded all 1,000 pieces, I would love to meet them.
There you go. There you go, listeners. The challenge is there. So I'm in the Xbox Live Marketplace screen, and it's got a new look. It's got games. So I'm going to walk through games, media and entertainment, demos and game trailers, themes and gamer pictures, and then there's a couple more at the bottom that we'll get to. So why? What's going on here? How's it arranged?
So games is first and foremost. We really see Xbox Live as evolving into this online entertainment network, but gaming is always at the heart of that experience. And we know that our consumers, they love gaming. They also like music. They like movies. They like other forms of entertainment. And if we can deliver that to them, in high definition, in their living room, we think that that's something that they're going to want to continue to see. And so if we start with games, I would say look at something like Xbox Live Arcade. Today, if you go and, say, want to download an Xbox Live Arcade game, the only way you can do that is by browsing by genre.
Right.
And so we realized that really people normally want to know what's new.
Right.
So if you go into what's new release, you're going to see that Uno's up there.
Right.
And Uno, brand new game, it's actually now our fastest selling arcade game. It's really exciting.
Is
it? It is. It's our fastest selling arcade game that we've ever released. And on top of that, if you look at the percentage of people that downloaded Uno and went on to buy it, it's somewhere around 44% to 46%.
It's called the conversion rate, correct?
That is correct.
That is correct for those of you who are listening.
Yes, the magical conversion rate.
It's the economics class.
Yeah, we use that word around the hallways here quite a bit. So
it's high conversion rate. Why do you think people are playing Uno? I mean, I have two theories.
What are your thoughts?
One is it's either the older folks, like maybe myself, or people that grew up playing Uno that want to revisit their childhood. That's one.
Yep.
And two, it's just people are discovering it's kind of a cool social game.
Yeah, that's where I landed. I think, sure, there's some, you have people that grew up and knew it, but I think most of all, people got in, they played it, and it was fun. It's a fun game. They did a great job with it. Everybody can play it.
Yeah.
It's a great social game to play with your friends, and it's addictive too. So it's really, it kind of hits on the really what Xbox Live Arcade is all about, and so you'll see that as a new game. The other nice thing is that you can now browse all games.
Right.
So if you want to look at all 21 Xbox Live Arcade games in one menu, it's there.
Well, that's cool.
And so the nice thing is, no matter what the category is now, if you're looking at game videos, if you're looking at game demos, if you're looking at movie trailers or what have you, every single category now has a new, which is on the top, and an all category.
Do we know, and I don't know the answer to this question, maybe you do, I should. What is the new keyed on? Is that keyed on the last time I logged in?
The new is actually, it stays new for 2 weeks.
So it stays new for 2 weeks.
Exactly right.
Okay.
So after 2 weeks, we figure
off.
hopefully you've been on Marketplace in the last 2 weeks. Yeah. You've seen what's new, and then it rolls off.
Some people would argue that new is like yesterday or today because of the way these people.
Some people will check back every day for
every
all
day,
of those 2 weeks,
like every hour.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've noticed,
and new stuff does show up there. You know, if you keep checking back.
Yeah, I mean, I blog about it all the time.
Yeah,
for God's sakes, it's a full time job almost. I went into the news section called Media and Entertainment. There's some interesting categories in here. So tell me about these categories.
So we've got movie trailers and short films. Right. I mean, the focus here is really what we would consider short form entertainment.
Right.
So movie trailers have been really popular. And we're like, hey, we know you can get movie trailers online, but the great thing about these is that you can play them on demand. They're in high definition. And we've partnered with all the major movie studios, 20th Century Fox, Warner Brothers, Lionsgate, you know, all the Disney studios. So we've got a great variety of content there, you know, for the movie fans.
So it's a good way of looking at it. The other thing I learned, so I was talking with some people on the Marketplace team, is this is data driven.
Right.
Meaning that this can be changed at any time.
That's correct. They've done some stuff. The way that they've designed this is that they can dynamically update the menus now.
Right.
So they can actually do this without having to roll out a full update like
full
this.
Full dashboard update.
Exactly right. They've designed it in a way now that they'll be able to customize this. If there's needs where you want to have a different type of category at different types of the year, or you have a like an E3.
Right.
You know?
Example.
Yeah. So you could actually do that, or it's just a lot more flexible in design now that we can customize this on the go.
So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go down here to demos and videos. I'm going to download a video because I want to get into the next section, which everyone's very excited about. And that is, let me just pop this down. So I'm going to go to download this FIFA trailer because it's FIFA time.
It is FIFA.
We all know it's FIFA time.
I just played some this weekend.
Did you? And it's happening over there. So,
I won the World Cup.
So I started the download, and there's a new entry here called View Active Downloads. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So one thing you'll notice is that now when you go and select, be it a demo or a video for Marketplace, there's those options to view active downloads. There's also the option to hit continue.
Yep.
So if you hit continued after you selected that, it now goes into the background and brings you back to Marketplace where you can fully browse all the content there. You can keep doing that up to 6 times. Once you've queued up to 6 things, you can go, or however many things you want to queue up, then you can go from the main Xbox Live Marketplace. There's an active download selection, as well as in each video, and you can see what's available. And what it will essentially show you is the one demo or trailer or video that's actually queued up and downloading.
So it's the active one.
Exactly. It'll show you a progress meter if you're 30% complete or what have you.
Right.
It'll show you what you have pending on your list.
Right.
You can even go in and say if you selected, I think you put Cameo after FIFA, and if you clicked on download now.
Yep. It's telling me that the download stopped for my World Cup trailer.
Yep.
But more importantly, it's going to pop up a little note here that tells me that my download has started. So basically, you can rearrange your downloads.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. So the idea here was that, you know, we could have just made a simple background downloader where you picked one thing, it went into the background, and you kept moving. But we've really done, the team here has done a great job in building a much more robust download manager.
Right.
And so we think that this, you talk about, you know, 24 million things have been downloaded from Marketplace. Well, imagine now that you can have up to 6 things running in the background, what that's going to do to those numbers.
So one thing that, I mean, I think I know the answers to this, and in fact I do, but I want to talk to you about them. When does this stop? In other words, what can I do online?
Yep.
I obviously can go look at my friends list and send and receive messages, but what happens here? How does that logic work?
Well, not only can you browse the dashboard, you can go and play arcade games. You can go play full retail games. It will download in the background.
Right.
The one thing that we're very cognizant of is that if people are going to go into a multiplayer gameplay session, we don't want their performance of their game to be impacted.
Nor do they.
Exactly. Good point. And so the download manager is smart enough to know that if you're off and loaded a game, as soon as you go into the multiplayer session, you'll get a notification that says that your download has stopped.
Right.
And while you're in that multiplayer gameplay session, it stops. As soon as you leave that, if you go back to a single player game mode, if you go back to the dashboard, it will then give you the notification that it's resumed exactly where it left off.
So it just continues. And I got a little notification here. We call them in the business toast.
Yes.
So I noticed the toast popped up. So you're actually getting notified when it stops and when it starts and when it's complete.
Right.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah. So even if you're in your game or whatever, you don't necessarily have to go into the guide and look at your active downloads or go into Marketplace and do that. You'll get the notification right there on the screen.
So background downloads. And of course, that's been in response to customers.
It's been the number one request since we launched.
Right. It's
You know, from everybody up to Bill Gates.
Bill wants to download his arcade games in the background.
Yes.
So we deliver that. So we're gonna exit here for a minute, and we're gonna go all the way. Those things are still downloading in the back. I want to go into the System Blade because I noticed there's some new things in the System Blade.
Yep.
First thing I noticed is there's a new entry at the bottom called Xbox Live Vision.
Correct.
So yeah, you want to talk about that now? You want to go to the end of the wait till the end?
Let's save the Xbox Live Vision for the end.
Okay.
But I think there's some exciting stuff there we can talk a little bit about.
Okay. So, but just be clear that you're gonna see this when you get the update. So we're gonna go into console settings.
Yep.
And as I go down, there's, you know, display, audio, themes. First of all, themes is new.
That's correct.
New entry point for themes. And that's not a new feature. That's just an entry point, right?
Correct. We've done a couple of things with themes to make them much easier for people to be able to discover them. One is that when you download a theme, there's an option to apply now. So as soon as you download that theme, with one button, you can apply the theme, which we assume you picked it, you downloaded it. You don't want to have to go try to find it hidden in a menu somewhere.
Right.
In addition to that, instead of just having that, the theme selection was a little bit hard to find. Now that it's we've brought that up to the main system menu, so it's right there in the console settings, so you can quickly find it there. You can find it in the guide, just making it easier to customize your experience.
Now, four down from this, 1, 2, 3, 4, there's a brand new entry, which everyone's probably really excited about as well, which is?
It's the startup. So basically here is people are fighting over which is their favorite, this one or the background downloading, to believe it or not.
So it's 50-50, right?
This was a feature that, you know, you could say simple. It's basically an on or off, but this is something people have really, really excited about. And it's basically, we know that when you go on your console, often a lot of times you want to go see your messages. You want to see what friends are online. You want to kind of connect with the community. And so, I know for myself, I would always open the tray to turn on my console so I could go into the dash.
Right.
And now you have the ability to set that default so it will boot directly to the dashboard.
Regardless of what's in the tray, whether it's a game, a movie, a CD.
Exactly right.
So, you go.
So for gamers that say, hey, it's like, you know, the wireless experience is what you want. You want to be sitting on your couch. You want to be able to turn your console on and off. You can boot. You can launch the games from the dash. You really no longer even need to get up off the couch. It makes it much easier for you just to sit there and navigate through starting up directly in the dashboard.
Because you know that my listeners don't like to get off the couch.
Well, that's something I have in common with them then.
Yeah, so good. So startup is one of the top requested features.
Yes, definitely.
So
definitely.
I'm going to scoot back over here to the media tab.
Yes.
And tell me what's new in this tab, because it looks the same.
It does look the same.
But what are some of the differences? Let's peel back the front and see what's different.
Yeah. So one thing I think, if let's maybe start with video.
Okay.
You know, video has always been a menu option here, and essentially it wasn't really used very much. The only thing that would show up there was stuff that was preloaded on your hard drive, you know.
Like the Colony video.
Exactly. And stuff like Warren Miller's Ski.
Genius thing.
Yeah. So there was stuff that, you know, not stuff that you chose through Marketplace to download, but just stuff that was just there, so you had something to start with.
Right.
So now all of your videos will be in this menu here.
So all the stuff I download from Marketplace.
Every single thing.
So
all your movie trailers, your music videos, everything will be here all in one place. It'll be much, much easier to find it. And it's, you know, organized alphabetically.
I want to actually go in. So before.
Yeah.
Before you would hit a video and then it would say play or delete. And then you'd have to hit play and continue.
Correct.
Now I've noticed. So I'm going to play the Halo 3 video right now. I hit it and it just starts right away.
Correct.
So let's turn that down in the back there. So there's a couple there's some new stuff here. Let's talk about that. So
we've added the remote control functionality essentially to the video. So used to just be able to pause and play. And now you can, with the control or with the remote control, you can fast forward, rewind 2 times, up to 16 times.
Wow.
So in the Halo 3 trailer, actually, I saw you just fast forwarded right through the beginning to exactly where Master Chief appears.
Right.
You hit play.
Let me turn this down. Sorry. I just love this scene where the Banshees come flying over.
Oh, this gives me chills.
Marty did a great job with the sound on this. I love the sound of the new Banshees. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry.
So you want to keep rewatching your favorite part. You hit rewind. You rewatch it. You now have that, you know, you have full control. And really, it's, you know, I think of it as like, hey, when I watch a DVD movie, I like to have that control.
Right.
You're now able to download high def content. You want to be able to have the same type of control with this content that you've downloaded from Marketplace.
So you got some cool video controls. First of all, your Marketplace videos show up in video.
Yep.
You got some cool video controls. So how do I, not that I'm going to right now, but how do I delete my videos?
Well, you can do that a couple ways. The best way is to probably go right into the system blade and open up your memory.
Now, there's something that's a little different here. Okay.
There's a couple things here I can tell you. One is that if you have memory units, it's going to clearly mark them. So if you have, say, two memory units, it'll mark them A and B.
And A is the left one and B is the right one.
Exactly right.
Or top and bottom.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
So, and we know some people have hard drives, they have memory units. You know, it's just easier to browse your storage devices. And then within there, you'll see that just the content visually is being represented easier. So if you look at things like things that you've downloaded, if you looked at demos or videos or what have you, it's easier to browse them and to delete them. And for me, it's like, hey, demos are the biggest thing.
Right.
Once I've played the demo, the game's come out. If I picked it up or decided whether or not I wanted it, that's probably the first thing I'm going to want to delete. And
basically, we're telling people, you go here. So let me just be clear. When you go into your memory device, whether it's the hard drive or NMU, you got games, gamer profile, demos, videos, themes, gamer pictures, system items. That's ominous.
Yes.
And music. So basically, I can go through here. If I go down to videos and click A, then that's where I see all the videos.
Exactly
I can see. I can see how big they are, where they are, the file size. I can copy, move, and delete it. So
that's exactly right. Full control there. It's full control. Yep.
I love that.
Yeah, and something like the optional iPod support,
That
would be a system item.
Okay. So I haven't downloaded that on here. That's why it was empty. Okay.
Yep.
Optional iPod
support. And sort of like the, hey, it's not a video and it's not a demo, but it's part of something you add to your system.
Right.
We got a place for it.
So we're going to swing back over to the media side because the other area that's pretty big is
music.
Music. So let's talk about that.
Yep. Well, I'm a huge music fan myself.
What are you listening to right now?
God, what am I listening to right now? I'm listening to a lot of hip hop, to be honest with you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really? Is that the way you're rolling?
That's how I roll.
So I am listening, and I had the
got a little 3-6 Mafia. I'd say I'm still liking them a lot. And let's see, what else is new that I've been.
I'm trying to find. Oh, here it is. I got the new. Yeah. That's not it. I got the new Red Hot Chili Peppers somewhere.
Nice.
Sent me, so nice. Stadium Arcadium. So now we're done with the music side.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's get into there's a couple of things. I think the first thing I would point out is
let me turn this music down.
That's all right. You know, a lot of people like to listen to their music when they play games.
Right.
And so when you're doing that, if it's a custom soundtrack, if it's a CD you put in, you're playing music off your MP3 player, your iPod, what have you.
Right.
You know, you might have noticed that you're playing that music and then say you went to launch an arcade game or play a retail game.
Your music stopped.
Exactly right.
That sucked.
Then if you went into the arcade game or the retail game and you restarted it and then you decided you're done with your game and went back to the dashboard.
It stopped.
Exactly right.
It sucked.
So those days are over.
Yay.
That was then. This is now.
So what's the cool name for this feature? Persistent music?
I think we call it something like that. Yeah, persistent music experience. And so I think, you know, the way I think about this is like think about voice chat, right? How it's always there in the background. You can go from experience to experience and you continuously have that. It's the same thing with the music now. And I think a lot more people will want to take advantage of custom soundtracks because they can go into an arcade game. It'll keep playing. They can leave the game, you know, they can run a retail game, what have you. You'll always be able to have your music. It also, there's some instances where when you put in games where the publishers have decided there's a super cinematic element of that game.
Right.
And they will actually override your soundtrack briefly for that cinematic element. Usually those are things you can skip with an A button.
Right.
But what it does is it pauses your music, and then as soon as you pass through that element, it will then pick up and play exactly where you left off. So it doesn't restart or go back to the first song or, you know, so it's just
pause.
It's the way it should be.
Right.
So that I think on the music side is the thing I'm most excited about, but there's some other stuff too.
Yeah. I noticed, so I'm in the music player right now and I noticed my current playlist, I can now see what track I'm playing.
Right. So I see you're on the fourth song here.
Z-Trip.
Little Z-Trip, Listen to Furious.
Yep.
And so you actually know the song that's playing. There's a visual icon, the equalizer icon that's showing that's the song you're playing.
Yep.
There's also a progress bar that shows you how far into the song you are. You're about a minute or two in.
Yep.
And so just, you know, that also the population of the artist and the track information, you know, through over Xbox Live, you know, that is going to operate a lot better as well.
I also noticed there's a brand new icon up here, Shuffle.
Shuffle, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep. So the shuffle icon is new. We did have shuffle support before.
Right.
Whether or not you want to repeat shuffle, how you save those settings as well as your volume control,
right.
It saves it. So you turn off your console, You go to a game, you come back, it remembers the setting the way you wanted it. So you don't have to reset things or keep adjusting your volume. Just makes the music experience much better across the board.
So the other thing I noticed, and then we're going to go into, so we did music.
Yeah.
We did video. Pictures. Yep. Tell me about, I don't have any pictures loaded on here right now, but tell me about pictures because I know there's some new stuff going on there.
Yeah. So a lot of people, when they, you know, with pictures, they want to view slideshows. Right. That's the most popular thing.
Right. Well, and actually, I don't know if you've heard me say this, but that's actually the best way to get your wife or girlfriend or some, maybe your boyfriend, significant other to buy into the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
That's the way I did it. I brought it home.
Well, we're making that sales pitch easier.
Plugged it in, had some photos of the wife and I, nice. And all of a sudden it sold itself. So gentlemen, you've heard me say this before, or ladies, that's the way to do it. Anyway, so tell me what some of the enhancements are here.
So you can now start a slideshow from any picture that you have. Used to just have to start from the first picture.
Right.
In addition to that, if you stop your slideshow and restart it, it doesn't start back over from the beginning. Good. It starts exactly where you left off.
Right.
There's some things like a lot of people are accessing their photos off their PCs.
Right. And using Windows Media Connect.
Exactly right. And you've got a set of folders or file structures that are organized the way you have your pictures organized. Now you will be able to view that through your Xbox 360 in a way that you can browse through those folders instead of just viewing all the pictures in one.
Just kind of vomited all the pictures up there before. Now you can do the file structure.
Exactly right. So that is some really exciting improvements around photos.
We're not even halfway through all the different pieces here.
We're only going to touch a tip of the iceberg.
There's
here.
A ton of them.
There's a multi-page long list of so many features. The software team here has just really nailed this thing, and the live team's been a part of it. But really, you know, when I sat down and saw this, I was blown away. We were so excited. We're like, we need to get the word out.
So can I tell one feature that's my favorite so far?
Yeah.
Besides those, the ones we talked about.
Yeah.
The one coolest one is I was digging through, and I saw that you've got this option in the console settings, or I don't know if you know this, called, screensaver.
Yes.
So after 10 minutes, it will automatically pop on, and your screen dims, basically. Now, if you're connected to live, your what we call presence goes to away.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Messenger. When you step away from your computer, it automatically, after a few minutes, goes to away. We do that for live.
Yeah.
That's my favorite feature.
I got to say that is a pretty cool feature. And the nice thing is that I find I'm sending messages or I'm sending game invites to friends. They're not responding. It shows they're online.
Right.
And what
you
they
think
did
getting
is
blown off.
Exactly
you?
Right. Yeah. Maybe they downloaded something.
Maybe
and
they are blowing you off.
Maybe. Hey. Well, now I know if they are.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if it doesn't say away, I know they're there.
Yeah.
And also when you go, not only does it show away on the presence, but if you actually go in and open up their gamer card and their presence, it'll even show how long they've been away for. So you could see if someone's been away for 10 minutes
that.
Or
that's
if they've
right.
been away for like three, like this guy's checked out. It's
like
3 hours.
Four hours. He went out on a date or something.
Right, exactly.
So
he was in the middle of slideshow mode and now he's disappeared.
Just gone.
Disappeared for an hour.
He's getting busy, baby.
Exactly. So magic is happening.
Magic is happening. So I'm going to go in and we're going to talk about, I've got you on the ropes now.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this device that I just punched on, which is the Xbox Live Vision.
Yeah.
So that's the camera. So I've noticed there's camera pieces. When I say pieces, I mean there's like little things that mention the camera through this whole update. So
yeah.
Talk to me about
that. No, people are going to notice that. And essentially what we've done here is we've built this update camera ready. And
right.
so we really, you know, nice thing is over half of our users are connected to Live today.
Right.
So the majority of all Xbox 360 owners will be able to update this, and their Xbox 360 will be ready the day the camera launches. It'll be a plug-and-play experience for them. All the functionality, the menus, even some of the games like Uno is already built with camera functionality.
Yeah.
All you got to do when the camera launches, you plug it in, all this stuff turns on.
You're locked and loaded.
You're good to go.
So what happens? I mean, I can't fathom this, and I know you have trouble fathoming this, but there are people that aren't connected to Live for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, they live out in the middle of nowhere, they don't have broadband, whatever.
Yeah.
How are they going to get this major update?
Well, the first thing we would suggest is that, you know, because is to try to get connected. If you're not,
right.
let's say, you know, you don't care about online gaming,
right.
you just want to game alone, that's fine.
So you fire up your free silver membership,
plug in,
login,
sign
bam,
up. Exactly right. You'll get the music improvements, the DVD improvements, all the interface
right.
upgrades, you know. So there's a lot there even for the offline user.
Right.
You can, you know, you don't need a credit card if you're under 18, any of that stuff. It's easy to do it and you'll get the update. It takes about a minute to download.
Yeah, 60 seconds.
And on top of that, it doesn't even take any space on your hard drive.
Yep.
It actually writes to the internal flash.
Yep.
Everything, the download manager, everything in there, it's all there. So that would be our first advice. That's the way you're going to be able to get it the easiest. Eventually, in probably a couple months, you're going to start to see us adding the update to retail games.
So I'll pop my game in. I'll pop my new, like maybe the next Madden that comes out in August.
Sure.
Maybe I'll pop it in, and it may have that update there, and it'll just prompt me, and boom, I get it.
So, exactly right.
So hopefully, and that's probably one of the reasons, by the time, now when we say this holiday, I do have a lot of international listeners,
yeah,
and they get confused with that term. They think that this holiday means I'm going on holiday, meaning I'm going to go to the beach.
Right.
But let's be clear. When we say this holiday, it means?
Like September through December, the fourth quarter.
The fourth quarter. Yeah. So September through December. Yeah. So we don't even want to say fall because that means something to our folks in Australia.
Right.
So we'll just say September through December.
I like your global thinking.
Trust me, these guys are asking me all the time. So yeah. We're not going to say holiday. We're not going to say fall. We're going to say fourth quarter.
Right.
So
So
when the camera comes out fourth quarter, by then, hopefully a lot of people have gotten this update, whether they're online or offline.
Yeah. And we did announce the camera at
E3. Yes, we did.
So people may have seen you guys did some great coverage on Xbox.com. Yep. There was some great stuff on Marketplace.
I interviewed Witten last week.
Oh, great.
Not when he talked a little bit about it.
Okay.
But I want to talk to you more about it.
Yeah. No, Mark's a great guy. Yeah. So the camera is launching, this fourth quarter.
You almost said holiday.
Almost caught me. Yep. We've actually given a specific date, both for North America and Europe, of September 19th.
Okay.
We showed some games at E3, things like Activision's World Series of Poker. Not only does it support full face in game, it also supports video chat while you're playing poker.
Wow.
There's some cool stuff there. And when you think about when I first thought about face in game, I thought, well, it just takes a flat picture of my face, it throws it on there. It's like some of that, as you're playing, jokes on your buddies and you're photoshopping, then I expected kind of that type of experience.
Right.
But it actually does a side profile of your head, does a front shot. It models your whole head and really.
So it's kind of like a mugshot. You're getting it all different. And so it takes pictures all around. And
yes, it really makes you look like the character.
That's
so
cool.
So that's really cool. And so games like that, Rainbow Six Vegas is going to be supporting the camera.
Yeah.
So for the core gamers, that's something. I mean, I'm a huge Rainbow Six fan. So,
are you?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, and you. I mean, imagine you're walking around. You look like that character. You see your buddy.
So I'm going to be Ding?
I'm
going to be Ding Chavez?
Well, you could be. Just you'll look like Major Nelson.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the nice thing is I turn around the corner. You and I are chatting. I'm like, where are you? And I look, and I actually see you.
Yeah.
Imagine
scary.
That. Yeah. So so that's kind of a cool thing. There's really – it's a variety of content. A lot of arcade games are being updated to add camera support.
Really?
Uno already has it.
Yep.
A bunch of other titles are coming. We've got some gesture-based games. There's a pinball game. There's a game called Totem Ball. So there's a good variety of stuff that really, will appeal to a broad audience around the camera, around gaming.
So the question I have for you is, this is the million-dollar question. Yeah. Everyone's asked, in this dashboard update that's coming out very soon, if I go to edit my gamer picture, I notice there's now two entries. There's the change gamer picture and change personal picture.
Yep.
Let's talk about that.
So what we've added – with the update, once people download this, they'll be able to create, even before the camera launches, they'll be able to create their own personal picture.
Right.
And what that does, they'll have...
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Or as a lot of people, as Gabe and Tycho call them, the twins.
The boys, the twins, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So the personal picture will basically be what only people on your friends list see. The gamer picture is what people that if you go into a multiplayer gameplay, if they go to Xbox.com, they look up your gamer card,
forums.
All that stuff. That's what they're going to see is your gamer picture.
So there's a public and a private one.
Exactly right.
And so that's the way that we're going to control it in terms of obviously people don't want to put something nasty up that's on their friends to show people on their friends list.
Yeah. And we've given a lot of thought to this. We think the camera opens up some great experiences and the ability to take pictures, funny pictures. Hey, if you have friends over, whatever. And we also realized that, hey, we've got a lot of users on live that are under 18. We've got a lot of parents that are concerned about this. So there's a couple of things that really we think address this in the right way. One is family settings.
Right.
So with family settings.
Now let's be clear. This console has some of the best family settings ever.
It's
for any console.
Yeah. I mean, some of the consoles don't even have family settings.
Right. That's true.
So
they've got an on-off switch.
Exactly. So we've taken it to, I think, a level that is we've gotten great feedback from parenting magazines, the PTAs of the world. So
are you going to those PTA meetings? I'm not.
I haven't, but I know people that are.
Yeah. I know them too.
Yeah. And they ask a lot of questions and we have a lot of good answers for them. So, and the nice thing is, so say for example, you're a parent and you've got, let's say you've got a 15-year-old son who wants to play with the camera.
Right.
Well, or wants to get online, and you can approve their friends before they get added to their friends list.
Right.
So potentially you can make sure that the people that they're playing with are only on their friends list.
Right.
And so now if you kind of take that filter out, and then you say only the people on their friends list, and then you only will see pictures that they've taken with the Xbox Live Vision camera
right.
of those people.
Right.
And on top of that, we realize, hey, you know, we kind of think of this as like voice, where, you know, voice chat, sure, sometimes people use inappropriate language,
right.
or if they ever did anything like racism or anything that we deem really inappropriate, we
right.
have a feedback system.
Right.
We've also added feedback for the camera.
Mm-hmm.
We will follow up and investigate.
Is ugly in that? I haven't looked at that.
Yeah.
So I'll be getting that a lot.
No, ugly, you know, we don't, yeah. Yeah, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. I mean, yeah. So we haven't added that feature. But yeah, there is, and by the way, Major, I would not say you're ugly.
Oh,
okay. Let's just get that cleared up right now. You're a handsome man. So
right back at you.
There we go. So I'll be happy to be on your friends list and see your gamer, your personal gamer picture. And so that's really just some safeguards. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's like, hey, you and me, we want to put funny pictures
yep.
up. That's great.
That's
We're just among friends. You don't want to expose that to the whole community. I think it's the right balance. The team that worked on this has really done a fantastic job.
So the other thing I want – so we're talking about the camera. It's kind of sprinkled throughout here. Of course, there's messaging.
Yeah.
There's video chat. So you and I can have a full-frame video chat. With
exactly
video
right.
back and forth.
Yep.
We can also send and receive – messages with an attachment of a photo.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes. Very, very cool.
So I can send you a photo that or just decide to take a picture and obviously type text in. So I can actually send this message that has voice, text, and an image attachment.
Yeah. 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 We're adding sort of like eyes to live, if you will. And
now,
so.
I think we got to stop right now and just talk about one thing.
Yeah.
You just can't plug in your Logitech webcam here.
No.
Yeah, but that's what people think is going to happen.
Yeah.
And you know they're going to do that when this update comes out. They're going to start jamming every possible USB camera they have in their – it's not going to work.
No, they won't. I mean, this camera's really been designed, you know, specifically for the Xbox 360. The nice thing is that if you take your Xbox 360 camera, it is a USB 2 camera,
yeah.
and it is fully Windows Wickel certified.
Yeah, which means?
Which means that you can actually use it as a webcam on your PC.
Now, I tried that, and you know what happened?
What?
No drivers. It just plugged and played.
Yeah, how about that?
It was a cool and because I've actually ranted about this. I bought a webcam and I had to download 60 megs of drivers.
Yeah, that's insane.
And it was a pain in the neck. But now I can just plug this thing and it was like, bam, done.
Yeah,
but it doesn't have a microphone.
It doesn't have a microphone.
Okay.
A lot of laptops, most all laptops do have microphone built
right.
in.
Right.
And a lot of people use the webcam when they're IMing with chat.
Right.
So, the quality of the webcam is pretty much at the high end of what's out there on the PC market. So it's a great. It's got a great multifunction value
right.
for consumers. You know, if you're into video chatting and that communication aspect's really important to you, you can do it with the same camera on the console as you can on your PC. I think it requires Windows XPSP 2.
Right.
Obviously, Vista will support it when that
right.
launches. So yeah. So I think you know, personally, I love the webcam. I mean, I really enjoy it. I think a lot of people are going to be picking it up this holiday.
So I want to talk about one more thing about the camera.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm going to find out.
I think I know where you're going.
So there's a I don't want to say a secret setting, but there's a setting in the dashboard that allows you to take the background of the dashboard. For instance, I'm on the games page. It's green.
Yep.
The live is orange and media is blue and systems purple. And then you can kind of take whatever the image is in the camera, and it's like water.
Yes.
And so you're like going like this, and the background is kind of undulating.
Yeah, it almost looks like you're swimming underwater, and you're like waving at somebody that's like standing by the pool or something.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just the coolest thing ever. So
yeah.
The camera can actually, even though maybe you're not using it, you can actually set the background so that it's I don't want to say interactive, but it's kind of something different.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep it out of my office, you know, for the past few days, and people have come by and they've looked at it. And they're pretty stunning there. So there's a water effect. What are the effects that are available?
So there's there's three effects. One is the water effect,
right.
which I think will be the most popular. There's also an edgy effect and a dotty effect. So there's different types of effects you can use with the camera.
Right. Ooh, there's edgy.
Edgy kind of does like different outlines. It's sort of like maybe looking through like an infrared.
It's kind of like a bad music video or something.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. And if we look at maybe the...
Dotty?
The dotty effect.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's like a lithograph or something.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. Much more of an artistic look.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back with watery.
Watery's pretty cool.
So I love that.
Yeah, and it's nice too. Like, have you played around with the visualizers, the music visualizers?
So
at
yeah,
all?
So I didn't know if we could talk about that.
Well, let's go in and look at it.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and if we launch some music.
So I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna fire up the music section, and I'm gonna play. Let me go back to Z Trip. I can do
yeah.
that. Let's go back and let's just play. Come on. Oops, I went into contact computer. So let's go ahead and play all music. And I'm going to actually flip into, I've got it muted here, but full screen visualizer. So basically the full screen visualizer now reacts to what you're doing.
Exactly right. So imagine you're having a party over at your house and you've got a bunch of people dancing around.
That's trippy.
You can actually now take images of them in the background of the visualizer. It'll be capturing their motions as they're dancing or as they're moving with off of the camera.
So it's an interactive screensaver.
Oh, exactly, there you are. Right. It adds to the visualizer.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. So there's a lot of stuff there. I mean, we're obviously not getting to all of them, but just to give people an idea of some of the things you'll be able to do.
Right.
We think games is where most people are going to want – they're going to want to use the camera to unlock really new gaming experiences.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't want to just put a bunch of whack-a-mole games up there. It's like, you know, we wanted to have games that people care about, things like the Rainbow Sixes, poker. Everyone loves poker. It's like, imagine seeing someone while you're playing them, seeing their reaction, you know, if they're bluffing or not. You know, things where the camera makes sense.
Well, I think it's amazing is that it's, you know, I got to be honest with you, setting up a camera on a computer, that can be a little dicey.
Yeah.
You know, on the Xbox 360, you plug it, you play it, and you're done. I mean, I can hook up with my sisters or my mother and start chatting with them very easily as opposed to spending 45 minutes with remote desktop trying to fix it.
Exactly right. Yeah, and the nice thing is this camera, exactly. And it works great on 360, and it's plug and play on the PC.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a cool device. So.
Yeah.
Wow. We've gone long here, but it's been unbelievable. So what else do you want to tell us about, Aaron? Come on. So first of all, how big is the list? It's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot. We're finalizing it now.
Okay.
It is multi-pages.
Right.
We are going to put it up on Xbox.com.
Okay. I'll point to it from my blog.
Exactly right. The full list. You know, we want people to see every single thing. So additional Korean keyboard support.
That's actually something interesting. So the USB keyboard support is full now.
It's full USB keyboard support.
So you can actually – I've actually got my keyboard plugged into my Xbox 360 here.
Yeah.
And as I'm – using the left and the right, here it is. Oh, I'm down. But you can actually hit escape to go up and go back and forth. You can use the keyboard keys and
every key on your standard keyboard will work now. You can navigate the menus. You can hit enter for people that we think it's a small amount of people that are going to want to use their keyboard.
Right.
But we've added the full functionality to it. It's just like that's another thing on the list people will find as they go through all the items.
And you talked about this is the spring release.
Yep.
And you know I'm on the live team. I talk a little bit to the guys downstairs that make the dashboard. When's the next release, and how are we thinking about that?
So we're going to be doing two major releases a year,
right?
One in the spring and one in the fall.
Right.
We call this a spring release because that's when they were essentially working on it.
Right.
And the fall release will be coming later this year.
Or the Q4 release.
Could call it that.
Okay.
Yeah. So the nice thing is that we think we've hit definitely the top list of all the things people really, you know, things like background downloading, a lot of stuff we talked about really important to consumers. And the nice thing is we're going to continue to take their feedback.
Right.
We want, you know, from forums, from community sites, you know, from feedback we hear from people when we do research and all that. And now we'll be able to take a whole other list and start working on that for the fall.
And I know that the team and you read my blog.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's one data point as well.
Without a doubt. There's not a day that goes by. You talk to Jerry Johnson. You talk to the guys on the software team. I mean, these guys are passing around forums. When things come up, they really take it seriously.
Yeah.
They're always engaged.
That's the passion.
They listen to the feedback. Yeah. They really care about it. And I think it speaks to the fact that they didn't just go off and build a bunch of stuff that they thought would make sense.
Right.
They went off and made the things that matter the most to the gamers.
Yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of time talking to those guys and saying, how about we do this? And how about we do that? And how about we do this? And that's what's really great about working on this team is that these guys, I mean, and not only that, but they're actually bummed out because they wanted to put more in, but you're just run out of time.
Yeah.
And they'll do it for the next update.
Yep, exactly.
That's the beauty of Xbox 360 and the Xbox Live is that, okay, we'll have an update at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's a great thing for the unified service. And, you know, if you think about on the original Xbox, we had 10% of our guys connected to Live.
Right.
So we could do an update, and one out of every 10 Xbox owners would see it.
Right.
Well, now we're over 50%. So we do an update. The majority of every Xbox 360 owner sees that. And
so
it's such a major difference with this generation and how people are able to get that content.
Let's talk about friends for a minute.
Yeah.
Because we know that friends, that the number of people you have on your friends list is directly related to how much time you spend online.
Yep.
So I know that the average number of friends is increased. Is that correct?
It's actually doubled.
So it's doubled. It used to be...
Used to be 12.
So what you're saying is that on the old Xbox or up until recently,
yep.
The average number across all of the Xbox Live members, the average person had 12 people on their list.
That's correct. That's before we launched the Xbox 360, we were at 12. When we last checked, and this isn't even like as of today, it's probably even more than this, we were at 24 on the Xbox 360.
That's
since the
amazing.
Xbox 360 launch. So not only did we add a lot more members to Live, right. Everyone's getting connected now, but in addition to that, people's average friends has doubled to 24. And we definitely see it. The more friends you have, the more time you spend online. And
right.
It's definitely, I mean, it's grown into a huge social community.
Right.
And, you know, much like you have, you know, MySpace on the web and things like that, where people send messages and they communicate with their friends. Now in your living room, on your console, this is a great community for people to stay involved in.
So of course, we're still working on the release date of when this is going to be available.
Yeah.
We think we're
about a week out right now.
So about a week out. So when we know, I'll post more on my blog. I'll post more on the blog. So keep an eye on that. And of course, we'll be posting on that full list that you mentioned up on Xbox.com.
Yep.
Which is a huge list.
Yep, and they're going through and basically just testing that long list of features game by game, making sure everything, you know, passes, fine-tuning things. And right. So once that completes, we'll have it out there for gamers to download.
It's going to be a cool summer.
Very excited. We're excited. I mean, a major update to the entire system. I mean,
yeah,
I can't believe it.
It is pretty extraordinary.
Yeah.
So. Aaron, BIG VIP.
Yes.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for the past half hour, 45 minutes, and I'll chat with you later. Would you come on the show again?
My pleasure. I'd love to do it.
Anytime. All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
So there you go. We talked about the dashboard update. We talked about the camera, which I kind of – we weren't going to talk about the camera, but I figured, what the hell? I got him in the room. I got him in the hot seat. Let's go. So, which good stuff. Hopefully you guys learned something there, a little bit more than what you've been reading on the, at the various game sites. So the next big question you have is, when's it coming out? Well, I don't know yet. Hopefully it's going to be out sometime this week, and you can bet that once we have a firm date and time, I will post it on my blog. As you guys know, I don't post details about anything until I'm absolutely 100% sure. And so they've still got some work to do. Got to make sure it gets deployed to servers around the world and then so on and so forth. And just to be clear, when we do deploy this, it's one big switch that goes out. So everybody logs in, they get it, they download it, and it's a very quick download. So it's not like some people are going to get it sometimes, and it's not like tracking Santa Claus around the world. You know, it's not like it shows up in New York and then it's going to show up in Baltimore and then it's going to show up in Chicago. No, it's going to be every place at once. So that's the way that works. The one thing we didn't talk too much about was DVD bookmarking, which is actually really kind of cool. So basically, with the update, when you're watching a DVD and you want to stop and eject it, I don't know if it works if you're ejecting it, but if you press stop on the DVD and you want to go play an Xbox Live arcade game, and you want to go back to the DVD, you don't have to start all over again. It remembers where you were, which is kind of like the way the high-end players do it. So, and the other thing that I actually have a personal request in for is, and I know we showed this many months ago before the Xbox 360 shipped, but when you're looking at the dashboard and there's a game in the tray, you know, right now it says play game, or it'll say music disc or something. It said the title that you had in there. Obviously we can't do it for original Xbox games. But I would love to see if we could get Xbox 360 titles to show up there, so you know what you've got in your tray. So I have actually made that request. Don't know why it's not in there, and I know that they're listening, and these guys read that's what's cool about this is these guys read the blog, they listen to my show, and they're doing great work down there. So when I say down there, they're actually on the second floor. We're up on the third floor in our building, so that's what I mean by down there. Let's see. So that's this. You know, this is the big show about the update. And you guys wanted to know about it, and I think I delivered. Got it directly from, you know, one of the PR guys, and I'm able to fill in some of the blanks there. I am running the dashboard. I have it at home, and it's running great. I've got my camera, and I can't hook my camera up yet, but I have my camera. So maybe if I get into a game of Uno with you, maybe I'll pop that on. But hopefully now you understand how we're going to deal with the bad pictures when friends list and so forth. So Aaron did a great job of explaining that. All right. Well, let's see, I'm going to cut out and see if we can get to the name of the game. But once again, what is this? Like the third or fourth week in a row, you guys have totally whiffed on the name of the game. So I am going to have to play more of the name the game, and I'm going to have to give you a clue because you guys can't seem to get it. And it's amazing. You guys have given pretty much, you've mentioned almost every single game in the Xbox and Xbox 360 portfolio, except this one, for God's sake. So here is a longer clip of Name the Game, and then I'll give you a little clue afterwards, all right? All right, so there you go. Here's the clue. That is a sound from a game based on a movie. The people that produced that movie are coming out with another movie very soon. Okay? There you go. That's the clue. If you don't get it, I'm out. I'm gonna stop doing this feature if you guys don't get it. Good God. Anyway, all right. Let me talk about some geeky and gadget stuff that I wanted to let you in on that I think is really, really cool. So this is I installed the beta of Vista this week, which is going all right. It's going okay. I actually have my Dell laptop. I have a separate hard drive that I slot in there to install Vista on, so I'm running that, and it looks cool. And this is where the obligatory people who run the Mac say, oh, just go to your Mac, and you can use that. All right, I know. All right. I have a Mac. I use it in my office, so I love it. Love my Mac, love my Windows machine, love everybody. Why can't we just all get along? But the piece I want to talk to you about is it's from the Altaris company, and it is called Altaris Software Virtualization Solution. And I am running, what am I running? I guess I'm running version 2.01. So what does that mean to you? It's an interesting piece of software that works with Windows XP. I don't know if it works with any other versions of Windows Server, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what this does is you install this application, very small application, and it, when you install it, you can then go and install different programs and then capture what they're doing and then activate them and deactivate them with the click of a mouse. Does that make sense? So let me give you a perfect example. I installed a newer version of Firefox on my desktop here. And what I did is I fired up the software virtualization, installed Firefox. It captured everything, all the register keys, all that other stuff. And then I stopped recording it. And then it sits there when you open up the software panel. And what you do is you right-click on this little icon. It says, you know, activate layer or deactivate layer. And when you activate it, it doesn't reinstall. It just like automatically appears. And when you deactivate it, it removes all traces from your system. So it's kind of hard to describe until you install it and play around with it, but it's really cool. So for those of you people, you're probably like me, you love installing stuff and uninstalling it and blah, 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 blah. This actually is going to, I think it's going to work out pretty well. So give that a try. Put a link on the blog. Let's see what else. I talked a few weeks ago about Parallels, which is a virtualization software. You're running a whole different version of an operating system inside a container. This is entirely different. This uses your regular install, and it just does some really cool stuff with it. So I give it a try. It's really kind of cool. The neat thing is, this is actually really cool. So I installed the beta version of Firefox on my machine, and what I can then do is I can take that container, which is within the software virtualization, and export it, and then which is just a clump, you know, it's one file that has everything in it, and bring it to another machine that has the Altaris software virtualization solution, and basically double click on it, immediately run Firefox. So I don't install it again. It just happens. It works. I know I'm not explaining this well, so maybe somebody can come up to the blog and explain it. So give it a try though. That's kind of what I'm talking about. This week I posted some E3 videos for your video iPod or PSP up on my blog. I took the masters and took my own time and ran them through and did that. I don't have a video iPod or a PSP. As you know, I have my DS and love it. You know, I do have an old school iPod. It's like a 20 gig or a 30 gig. I don't even remember. It's, you know, it's old school. I need to get a new listening device, but that one's working fine. Actually, the thing I really want in a device, I want the ability to crossfade songs like you can in like Windows Media Player or most of the desktop media players. For some reason, that's a big deal for me. I think it's because that's the way they do it, you know, in radio, and that's what I'm used to doing. So check those videos out if you're interested. Hopefully, you guys you'll enjoy those, and you have enjoyed those. I put up the whole E3 press briefing, so you can actually have that and carry it around. It was kind of a drag that we didn't stream the whole thing this year, and I think we're going to definitely make plans to do it this year because you could have seen it firsthand. But regardless, you got it. Got the video now. You can do your own thing. And that'll be cool. So, all right. So let me summarize here. Dashboard update coming for Xbox 360 very soon. Don't know the exact day or the exact time, but keep an eye on my blog at majornelson.com, and I will post the moment I know when the torpedo's in the water, when the horse is out of the barn, when the train's left the station, whatever colloquialism you'd like to use. I'll post that immediately. It was great because the details about this started coming out Thursday night and Friday, and most of the blog readers for my blog knew that there's no way it was ever going to get released on a Friday because we normally don't release content, especially something like that on a Friday. I need to get Ian again. So heard me talk about he's our operations manager. He's the guy that has his team run all the servers. I need to get Ian again and see if we can talk to him about that. But, actually here's something really good that he told me. And then I tested myself. There's a lot of people complaining about, slow downloads in the dashboard, you know, from Marketplace. Well, we fixed that in this dash upgrade. Yay. Do I hear some clapping? Hopefully I do. Yeah, we fixed that. So I don't know exactly what the problem was, some big technical hoo-ha, but, some people were having it, some people weren't, but regardless, we're in this dashboard update for the Xbox 360. That is one of the issues that we have addressed. Hooray. All right. I think my Sunday show has come to a close. I really appreciate you guys downloading this. I appreciate you guys hitting me up on iTunes. Oh, I want to mention something about iTunes. Lithion, the guy who works on my blog, you've heard me speak of him before. His gamertag used to be GRF or something like that, but now it's Lithion, so it's much cooler. We changed the pointer for iTunes to look for the XML file on our server at majornelson.com. So you may get prompted to download all the shows again, or a certain number of shows again, or something like that. But just know we tweaked something. It's all for the future. It's all for the better, as it always is, isn't it? All right. I think my time here is done. Appreciate you guys downloading this. It's great to hear the feedback from you guys. I'm really excited to have you guys get this dashboard update, because it's great. You guys are gonna love background downloading and boot to dash and all the other stuff that's in there. I mean, I don't even know how big the list is. They're going to publish the list soon, but I don't know how big the list is. But I want to thank you for downloading the show. Also, if you need any hosting for your website, check out Centricom for secured and assured hosting environments for anything. They do my blog. They do my media files. They actually cache my media files around the world at a whole bunch of global data centers. That's why nobody has any problems downloading it anymore. I mean, yeah, we're a big-time operation here. But thank you guys at Centricom. A little bit over an hour now. So hopefully you're a little bit smarter, you know, a little bit more about the Xbox 360 and the way we work and the way we do things here. But we're excited about this upgrade. We're excited about the update, as we should say, the spring update. And spring is spring in North America. It's not spring down there. So we should say, the second quarter update? You heard me talk about that in the interview. The second quarter update. So we're excited about that. So anyway, thanks so much for downloading my show. Thank you for listening. My name is Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, saying have fun, play fair, make sure you send feedback, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. It's the after show. Yeah. what do you think about that dashboard update? Yeah. I know you want it. You want to get it. You want to beta test it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I know. It's coming soon. You know, last week I talked about Sony and their briefing, and I think I talked a little bit too much about it. I think I was a little too harsh on them. Was I? I can't figure it out. I'm just calling them like I see them. What was interesting was over the past 2 weeks, there's just been a ton of YouTube videos that I've been watching about the briefing. People that have taken the edit and edit it down and, you know, Ridge Racer! Yeah, I'm watching those. I'm reading those like you guys are. Ridge Racer! But some of these are just funny. You guys are a creative bunch. I don't even want to know what you're going to do with my show or our with the Xbox briefings. But hey, try that virtualization thing out. I think you guys will get a kick out of that. Also, Vista's kind of cool too. It's kind of cool. It's cool. You know, it's not the Mac OS X. It's totally different. It's a totally different approach. It's doing different stuff. Let's see what else. Hey, Nintendo PR people, I haven't gotten my call yet. What the hell's up with that? I just thought I'd throw that in there. I need to pick up my wife. Did I tell you my wife took my DS to Europe with her for 2 weeks? Yeah, so she's coming back. So tomorrow, so hopefully I can get it back from her because my brain is atrophying. It's horrible. My brain age is probably like 95 right now. All right, dashboard update. I'm thinking of having somebody else on next week about that as well to answer some questions, because I'm sure once we release it, there'll be a ton of questions. So I think I may have somebody next week to answer some of those questions. So if you have any questions, remember to post them on the blog. I read all the comments. I can't reply to every single one. I'm sorry. And please don't send me a message over Xbox Live with your questions. Post them on the blog so everybody can see, right? Because if I answer the question to you over live, then only you can see the answer. If you put it on the blog, then everybody can see the answer, right? Inconceivable. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.